Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
That's right, and the games are beginning with the presence of Jeff Bishop here today. Jeff is editor and founder of TopStockPicks.com, well, editor of TopStockPicks.com, founder of RagingBull.com. And if you want more information, well, those are the websites you're going to check out. Raging Bull's on Twitter, at Raging Bull. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Always a pleasure to have you on. Let's jump right into it. Your next trade is...
Go long with beer, Bud.
Well, long with beer and Bud means we're talking about Anheuser-Busch InBev, as it is called, Anheuser-Busch InBev. And we know that everybody loves beer.
Beer.
But why are you opening a can of the suds on Bud right now?
Man, you always have the best sound effects. First of all, this is crummy beer. I don't think I ever really like to drink this, but... As far as a company, it's really well run. You guys know what they're doing. They have global presence. They have a lot of leverage all over the place. So even though craft beers are more in favor at the moment, Bud still has a lot of market. They're very profitable. Earnings continue to climb, so we don't see any kind of earnings recession on the horizon for these guys. And I think you take advantage of dips like you're seeing right here with the stock, and you look for a longer-term play, maybe a few months out. So that's what I'm looking at right here going into the end of the year. I don't have any position yet, but I'm looking at taking an options play on Bud going maybe into December or maybe even in a few months past. So I think that's what people should be looking at right now for Bud.
And are you going into this play based on the chart? It's not based on a hunch. There's got to be something. So is there something you see specifically brewing? Like how he did that, something brewing in the chart for Bud that, sorry, can't help myself, that has you particularly looking at it now?
Yeah, well, one thing, I was waiting on a dividend to happen. So the company just went ex-dividend, so that means they are just paying out the dividends to shareholders. And it's a foreign company. So, you know, we think Bud Light and Bud, it's all American stuff. But InBev, like you said, is a foreign company. So you get a foreign dividend, and you've got to pay all these extra taxes on it. So I always hate that. I don't want to give my money to a foreign country. I got to pay my own country enough. So I always want to wait until after the dividend for foreign companies like this. And now it's here. The stock has been dipping into that. So I think now the dividend's out of the way, I think there's a good chance the chart will find support here. It's been making higher highs and higher lows at the same time. It's been in the channel for like the whole year. I don't see why that would stop here. So looking at the chart, I think you're going to find a lot of support around this 110 to 115 area. And that's a good place for me to start looking at buying options.
Okay. So it's currently trading, as we record this, just under 115. So you're expecting a little bit of a pullback, and that is ultimately going to get you, because as you pointed out, higher highs, but also higher lows. So in other words, the support level keeps rising. You want it to take a little break back to closer to 110, find support there, and that's where you're going to make your entry point?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to scale into this trade in two or three pieces. So I'm really close to making my first purchase on the longer-term options right now. I was kind of waiting for the dividend to get out of the way, which we have now. And so I'll probably take the first piece, and then I'll leave a second piece available if we dip down to around 110. So I don't want to go all in on my trade at this point, but I think it's a good place to start looking to get started right now.
What's going to be your stop loss level on this trade?
I think if it goes below 110, that would take out the channel that it's been in. So it's got about $4 or $5 of downside from here. But like I said, it's been making higher highs. And if that continues, there very well could be $10 or $15 of upside here in the next few months. So those are the kind of risk-to-reward plays I like a lot. And if you're right with the options, it could be very profitable.
So what level of options? You know, you talked about you're looking at December, maybe even January options. But how will you decide what options you're getting in at? I mean, you're looking at in the money, you're looking at the money. How far afield are you going in terms of the pricing on the options?
Yeah, great question. I would be looking at, when I look at my option plays, I'm going to look at which ones are the most liquid. So which ones have the most open contracts already? Which got the best bid and ask spread? Because if we're going out and buying illiquid options and things turn against us, we need to sell one day, well, we're going to take a loss, but we're also going to have a compounded loss if we have a bad spread we have to get out of. So I want to keep in mind, I want to go after the most liquid options I can find. On this trade, I want to go kind of out of the money. I don't want to really buy in the money right now, which would be probably around a 115 strike. I'm probably looking at a 120 strike for 2 or 3 months out. So that's what I would be typically looking at on this trade.
That means those options, of course, will be a lot cheaper to get because they're a little further from happening. Will there come a point where you say, yeah, I'm out, I'll take my profits and go?
Yeah, this is the kind of trade that I'll put on, and I will keep probably a 50% stop loss on it. I know it sounds like a lot, but when I'm playing with options, I don't make a big position size like I might when I make a stock trade. So I would keep like a 50% stop loss on it and look for about 100% on the upside. So if I was to buy a $2 option, for example, I'd be looking to make $4 on that. Or if it gets down to $1 in value, I'd be looking to stop out. So I don't want everyone to lose all my money on an options trade. But I also want to take trades that have a lot of upside. So I need to have at least 100% over the next month or two.
And that's what you think is there in Beer and Bud.
Beer.
It's Anheuser-Busch InBev. The ADR trades under ticker symbol BUD. And yeah, it's not going to give you indigestion, according to Jeff Bishop. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you later.
Jeff Bishop is the editor at TopStockPicks.com. That's the website to get more information about his services. He is the co-founder of RagingBull.com, which is online at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at RagingBull. This was a great way to start the November 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, Tom Atterbury is here. He is the former Morningstar Fixed Income Manager of the Year, the manager of FPA New Income, one of the best fixed income funds in history. He'll be here when we return in just a moment.